Okay, so Rashi says in Parshas Va'era. Okay. Okay, so first you have the introductory pasuk. Vayedaber l'kim omer Moshe v'yomer l'ani Hashem. That lo l'chinam shlachticha, and you shouldn't be concerned about what just happened with the Klal Yisrael, and they backed out, even though they failed, and they were supposed to really join Moshe and Aaron and go to power, but they were frightened and they backed out. But nevertheless, I'm going to I didn't send you for nothing, and now I'm going to have to use more hashgacha. That's one pasuk. Then the second pasuk is Va'era el Avos. Va'era el Avram el Yitzchak vel Yaakov Bekel Shedoi. Okay, so the what is the meaning of the pasuk? Hivtachtim avtachos, Rashi says, ubechulon amarti lahem ani kel shakai. So I mean, what is the import of this? I said ani kel shakai. So I mean, what does that mean? And then he goes on, he says, Ushmi Hashem lo nodati lahem. So Rashi makes the point that it doesn't say lo hodati lahem. Doesn't say lo hodati. Lo hodati inksiv kan. Elo lo nodati. What does that mean? Lo nikarti lahem. B'midas amitis sheli, she'aleho nikra shmi ad Hashem, ne'amon la'ameis devorai, she'arei hiftachti v'lo kiyamti. Okay, so there's several things. I mean, what Rashi's saying grammatically is what it really means. If you put a base in it, it's a little bit clearer. Va'era el Avram el Yitzchok el Yaakov bekel shakai u'bishmi Hashem lo nodati lahem. Okay, so how does Rashi explain it? I gave them avtachos, and they never saw lo nikarti lahem b'midas amitis sheli. She'aleha nikra shmi Hashem la'ameis devarai she'reif tachti v'lo kiyamti. Yeah, so what does it mean? I mean, on the surface it's difficult because really God was Mekayim by Yaakov Avinu. So Yaakov says v'yir Yaakov mova yetzelo ki v'makli avartis yardin hazeh v'ato yisil shnei machanos. So he was afraid because he thought he used up his chusim. Okay. So, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu did save him. Was Mekayim his avtachim. Because Esav was unable to destroy Yaakov. So what does it mean, hiftachtim v'lo kiyamti? Iftach of Lokiyamti was Mekayim. And what about when Yaakov had to run away from Shem? Vayihi chitas elokim malahor masher svivoseihem. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent his fear, and the nations didn't attack Yaakov. And what about by Lavan? That he wanted to love him b'kishlakos hakol. And of course, Baruch came to him b'chalom ha'layla and prevented him. And what about Avram with Avimelech? So it would seem that they did see the Midas Amitis, the Kiyum. That's one difficulty. Another difficulty is that the Shem Havaya is the ultimate Shem Hashem. So it would seem that over here, the Shem Havaya somehow or other means that he's Mekayim Devaro. Okay, but the Shem Havaya seems to be, like the Rambam says, it's a name, it's a term that has to do with God's existence, his eternal existence. It's not simply a shame that simply a shame that depicts one of the actions of God. It's more. Not, I mean, v'chol devar of v'chol devar emes v'tzed. Neman ha'tovah shamar kenu. You say after the haftarah, Naaman. Yeah, it's true he's in Naaman, but it would seem the term Naaman is not the same as Havaya. Havaya is a much bigger, much bigger, deeper concept. It has to do with God's eternity. And here Rashi seems to be relegating it to a lower meaning. Yeah. So those are the difficulties that we have here. That he was Mekayim, number one. He was Ma'amei Sevaro. And what is the meaning of V'chulam Amarti Lahem, Ani Kel Shakai? And then the relegation of the Shem Havaya to a seemingly lower position.
It was
Mekayim,
but not on a national level. It was only
Mekayim
that supplies individuals.
Like, for instance, the Ramban says in Vayikra that all the Karbonos have the Shem Havaya, and Chazal say, why? Because it's L'misha Amavaya Olam. So the Shem Havaya really reflects the essence of existence. Okay? What exactly that means, the Rambam says, we don't know. But we know it has something to do with that. Okay? Mishama Vayolam, the one who exists eternally. So, what we wanted to say is like this.
Can you repeat the question on the Yudke Levke versus the Shakhtayaman? It's a lower
yeah, because you're just saying it's just a nida that is nemon, that is a nemon, that's a lowering of the concept of the Shem Havaya, which has to do with his eternal existence.
It's his mice, I was referring to his mice.
So it's a mice, he's nemon, yeah, of course. But how does that show the real Shem Havaya? Okay. Yeah. And that itself is a question. That Rashi says, Ani Hashem Neman L'Shalem Sachar. So that's the first Ani Hashem. And the second one is, Ushmi Hashem Lo Nodati Lohem. The second one is, Neman La'ames Devarai. She'oleo Nikro Shmi Hashem. The Midas Amitis, shall we? A little different. Midas Amitis is already going to an essence. So how could the same shame actually is another question. The same shame should mean a Midah of Neman, and it should also mean, and sometimes it means, the shame of Ayazesh Milol and Zezuch Lador. Okay? And the whole dialogue with Moshe Rabbeinu, with Ekya Asher Ekya. So what we wanted to say was, Va'era al Avram al Yitzchak al Yaakov b'kel Shakai. So Rashi says before, he gives, when Yaakov Avinu was forlorn, and he said that v'kel shakai yitin l'chor rachman b'chnei l'ish v'shilach l'chor asachicha ma'achar v'es bin yamin. So when he decided to send Yehuda with Binyamin with Yehuda, right? Okay, so Rashi explains over there that what the meaning of Shakai is. It's in Pasuk Yudalad Perek Mem Gimel. V'kel Shakai. The second shot. Shakai Shedai Binasinas Rachmav. Ukedai Ayacholas Biyado Litain. Yitain Lochem Rachmim Zelpshuto. It means the one for whom the whole world only needs him. That he is the only necessity. Die. He's enough. It means there's no need for anything else besides his existence. Okay? And because people tend to think otherwise, and that's why they're Ovdei Avodah Zarah, so Kel Shakai means that it's that he's died. He is died. He's died for the whole world. And then in Midrasha, Misha Omar La Olam Dai, Yomar Dai La Tzarosai. And then he goes through his Tzaros. Okay? Misha Omar La Olam Dai. So what does it mean, Misha Omar La Olam Dai? It means the one that is in charge or set the quantitative factors of the universe. Amal Olam Dai. This is the quantity, this is where it's going to stop. Stop here. So it means the quantitative factors of the universe were determined by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the one who determined the quantitative factors of the universe. So it's interesting. In modern science, the quantitative factors take up a far more reaching importance than I think man knew about in prior times. But that's what the pasuk means. Now we understand it better. That the quantitative elements in the universe are of extreme significance in terms of how the universe functions and operates. So who set those quantitative units? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says the one that set the quantitative units of the universe, he should set the quantitative units of my tzaras. Just like the universe cannot exist if the quantitative element is off, if the force of gravity is off by a fraction, or the forces that hold the nucleus of an atom would be off by a fractionally, so too my tzaras have reached a point where the quantitative factor is of extreme importance. That's why he mentions all the tzaras. It's not just the quality of the tzaras, but the quantity. Shalosha kantati min ura. Yeah. That's why you say by Tishbav, Huchbulu Tzaros. Huchbulu. Huchbulu means that a person can deal with one or two things maybe. But then when many things are thrown on him, he's completely distraught because he doesn't even know where to go. Which Tzara I take care of first? He can't handle it. He's overwhelmed. Okay. That's what he was saying. So that's the meaning of Keil Shaddai, that the one that set the quantitative elements of the universe. So he is the one, and that fits in with the first Rashi. He's the one, that's, he's enough. Don't imagine, don't let your imagination think that he's not sufficient. He's sufficient. And don't try to add anything more, because that's Avodah Zarah. So the term Shaddai is a significant, very significant term. And so what does Rashi mean? Ubekulam amarti lahem ani Keil Shaddai. So what does it mean? That in every case I defined, I taught them the meaning of Keil Shaddai. So they should know that I am enough and that I can bring about the haftacha that I set forth. Okay? Now, it's interesting. It doesn't say that they didn't know the Shem Havayah. Because Rashi says that, Ushmi Hashem, like I said, it's a little bit better for you, Ubishmi Hashem, Bikel Shaddai, Ubishmi Hashem lo nodati lo. So Rashi explains that lo hodati enksiv, because that would mean that God never informed them about the Shem Havayah. But no, he taught them the Shem Havayah. They knew the Shem Havayah. And they understood it insofar as they could understand. So what was lacking? What was lacking was not the limud of the Shem Havayah, but the experience. Lo nikarti lahem b'shem Havayah. So what does that mean? That means that every observer who is a chacham, when he observes the Maaseh Hashem, he learns from that. He learns from that. That's why in our Torah, the nature of the Torah is Sipurim, accounts. Because from one account, you could see many, many different points. Okay? So what the Torah is saying is that God never gave them the opportunity to observe him in the way he goes about to fulfill his word. Okay? So the Keil Shaddai, they knew. And they understood. And that's why they knew that he is the one and the only one that's capable of doing it. But they never had a chance to study the Shem Havayah, which is the shame with which he reveals how he sets forth his eternal system. What is it referring to? It's referring to the eternal system. The system that he promised to the Avos, that there will be a Klal Yisrael, and which he said to Moshe Rabbeinu at the outset, where he said, "Botziachos Amin Mitzrayim Tavdu Naso Lekim Alohor Azeh." So he was already showing him that this is just the beginning. But every single element that took place, how they went to Paro, who spoke to Paro? When did they go to Paro? What were the nature of the Makos? What did the Makos do for Klal Yisrael? What was the nature of the mitzvah which took them out of the magic? And the mitzvah was Mishru Kol Chamtzon. He set up the concept of mitzvah and he taught them what the concept of mitzvah is, which changed their whole person. And then the Maamar Har Sinai. And then how they went into the Midbar, because of the onesh. But everything was set up that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did was set up so that the eternal system of the Torah should be eternal and will always be kept. That was the amitas, the varav, he means the amitas of the haftacha, that for Klal Yisrael, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed by the Bris Bein Hapsarim. So the Bris Bein Hapsarim. So the way he brought it about requires and demands of a person, depends on the person's level, reveals to a person the amitas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The amitas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like I mentioned on Shabbos, that the famous story about Einstein. He said, who would you want to see after you die? He said, Moses. Well, I'd like to ask him if he thought that people would still be keeping his laws. He noticed, it's very strange. Nobody else was able to accomplish that. But that's the amitas devarav, the ames devarav. The method of being mi'ames, his method of being mi'ames tavarav. So the Shema Vaya really contains two elements. It contains the element of his amitas mitziyuso, and also with that, the amitas Mitziuso levnei Adam, that the amitis of his existence is revealed to man. That's why the Rambam says that on the pasuk that in the end of the Mara Nevuchim. So he says on the pasuk that So what does Yirmiyahu say? Haskel v'yadoa osi. That you should know my amitas. You should know my existence. That's the one thing that a person can take pride in. But the Rambam goes a little further. He says that's not enough, because you have to know Shani Hashem Osa Chesed Mishpat Tzedakah Baretz, that also emanates from my amitis. And if you don't understand how it does, or that segment of it, you didn't really fulfill the Haskel V'Yadoah. And that's why the Shem Havaya is always Rachma, because it has the aspect of Amitas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and from his Amitas and from his Amitas is Noveya the Chesed and Mishpat Ba'aretz through the revelation to man of his essence, insofar as man is capable. Okay? So that's what Rashi means. Lo nikarti lohem. That if tachti, I taught them that I'm the one that's, I said, Keil Shakai. So I taught them the idea that I'm the only one that is necessary and there is no one else and I'm the one that's capable. But I never really showed them, allow them to observe and to gain and to learn from my revelation of my amitas. That's lo nikarti lo. Sharei hiftachtim v'lo kiyamti. He's referring to the one essence, the essence of the setting up of Klal Yisrael and the setting up of the Torah. And that was done in a very specific way. And through Chesed Hashem and through Chachmas Hashem. So they were never able to fully see. They knew the Shema Vaya. They studied the Shema Vaya. But they never saw how the Shem Havaya, they never had the opportunity to observe how the Shem Havaya is translated into a limud of his essence relating to man. His essence relating to man, so that his essence is eternalized b'vnei Adam. And that's kala tarakul. That's what Rashi means. Okay? I believe that's what we're saying.
Rebbe?
Yeah.
So part of that is the metaphysical reality of Yisrael, they didn't say?
Right. Yeah, definitely. Part of that is the metaphysical reality of Yisrael. That's correct. Because that was the method.
Yep.
That was the method.
Why is that? Why are you saying that explains why it's Rachem? If it really is, it's Mishpah, you know, Chesed, Mishpah, and Tzedakah. How did that? Is it all? You also
because that all emerges from Torah, from his Amitis. What does the pasuk say by Avram? That I know that Ki Yedatav Lamanashi Etzaves Bonaves Beso Acharov Lishmor Esderach Hashem Lasos Tzedakah Mishpat. So Tzedakah Mishpat is Derech Hashem. It emanates from HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
But you said also explains why Havai is used for Rachamim. You said at some point.
Yeah, because that's right. Because since his existence is the source for establishing Chesed Mishpat Tzedakah Baretz, that's the greatest Rachamim.
Well, you see, right here it's Rachamim because Klai Yisrael and Zakenim didn't go with the power; they weren't deserving.
Right, that's right.
Right,
that's
here,
correct.
See,
that's correct.
Show
them that's correct. Right over here, that's correct. What it means is because they were supposed to go originally themselves, but they petered out. Okay, yeah, they went back. So that's the midas of rachamim, is that when we fail, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu steps in and changes the actuality so that we can still succeed. But here he had to do it through his revelation of his amitis. And that was the only way. Now that they failed and they couldn't do it themselves because they got angry at Moshe and Aaron and they didn't follow him to Paro. So now HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midas rachamim is that he steps in himself. And that's why he says that he will reveal. That's really why this parsha, these psukim, follow precisely the past psukim, and is an introduction for the whole future that is going to take place. That's how Rashi knows. Okay.
You couldn't. Sorry.
So in the Peronios is a midas achesed. Okay. I think that's really, I always wondered the idea of the mata. But the mata was really a hybrid of an animal and a plant, like you find in the sea, and like the Dove Milk says in the sea, there's Shom, what is possible to say? Shom, what?
Shom Remes Ve'en Mispar?
Remes.
Ve'en Mispar or Le'en Mispar?
Le'en Mispar, yeah. Different types and forms in the ocean, and that's the place we find mostly. And you find creatures there that are a combination of plant life and animal life. And like the Venus flytrap is one that's on this earth. But as strange as it is, so God's message to Paro was that as strange as this looks like a miraculous thing, it's nothing more than my creation. So too, everything, the b'chol niflaos I asher esa b'kirbo, all these niflaos stem from me. And the same source as the natural existences. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was teaching Paro. That idea. That it's not a different God that produces these niflaos. The niflaos are naturally emanating from the same source that all of nature emanates. That was really the limit. That's why the mata was always taken. Even this is only six times?
He said Marshall said.
Whatever.
Rabbi, how do you know the mata was a hybrid?
What?
How do you know the mata was a hybrid?
Because you see, it swallowed up the other ones. So it ate. Consumed them.
What? You're deriving from the fact Chazal says.
Right. That it was an animal.
Tell you it was a hybrid.
Well, it looked like it could take on the form of a stick.
A stick, and it eats.
So, Rebbe,
see, we have
are
a
you saying
stick.
That the makos were not really changes in the law of nature, just a manipulation?
That's what Chazal held. That it wasn't a change in the law of nature. The proof of the makos itself was not so much what happened, but the nevuah as to when exactly it will happen and when exactly it will cease.
Well, Barad was also pretty miraculous.
Well, Barad, I'm sure you can find cases like that because even though it says Eishmis Lakachas Mesacha Barad, but
it stopped them coming down. It stopped in gravity. They said when it didn't reach the Arza, that the Shemantah.
Yeah, it's not in the possible.
No, Chazal said that,
huh? Okay.
Yeah, they did find a substance that is cold and burns.
That is cold and burns.
Yeah, it could actually be ignited. I saw it somewhere.
Right, but you could also say that the lightning could ignite trees at the same time you have it borrowed.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, Rashi says on Vayivla Mata Aaron, Achash.
That was the main point, once again, is that the Shem Havaya that God made Nicker was his eternity, and how he secures the idea of his eternity to the Bnei Adam. Ushmi Hashem. Shem Hashem is the idea. So Ushmi Hashem lo nodati lohem. And that's also very accurate, because it doesn't say Vashem lo nodati lahem, because no man can ever know God. But Shmi means the idea. That idea. So the whole Rashi is explaining how the Shem Havaya is the eternity of God, and how this eternity was given over so that the mind of man can partake of the concept of God's eternity. And that was through Kol HaTorah Kulo and Klal Yisrael. Okay.
Can I make a point on Midrashim also?
In other words, the eternity of nature, you could just show, well, first of all, we're not sure that there's an eternity of nature. But the nature just would teach a person that there's an eternity of nature. But the fact, that's the whole Yetzias Mitzrayim, is the fact that God controls it and determines when it happens. That shows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only eternal. Okay.